What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show that gives you tips, tricks, and motivation when it comes to health and fitness. Sometimes we talk specifically about diet and workout, but today we're talking more about motivation and the deeper stuff. You can find all of the previous episodes under 10fitness.com. Today I am joined with Brittany Wattmeyer, Brittany Meyer, a competitive powerlifter, my fiance, and a workout enthusiast. I am Drew Smith. I am a personal trainer and competitive powerlifter as well. Now, Brittany, we've talked about who you are, what you do, and what you used to do is for a living. We found out about you. Then we talked about your training. We talked about your diet, what you eat, how many cookies you like to indulge in. And then we're going to break it down and kind of put everything together. And I want to talk about humility a little bit.
Yeah.
What have you learned that you can apply to your life through the gym and lifting weights and getting fit?
Right. Being patient. I don't know if that goes with humility per se, but that's been the biggest thing for me is learning how to be patient with myself and not compare myself with others and just go with the flow. If, you know, there are almost every single day at the gym, I fail and I can't put up a weight, and that's okay. You know, at least I'm there. And the gym that we go to, it's like dominated by men, which is really cool, actually. It's like a cool little local, pretty much just like bodybuilding gym. And there are, it's just scattered with men that have been doing this for years, and they're all so like incredibly strong. And I'm just you know, a little 28-year-old female putting up, you know, something that they would be, you know, bench pressing something that they could, like, curl or something, you know? And you just have to learn that you are, you're on your own journey and your own path, and that other people are on their own path, and that everybody there has worked for where they're at. And it's really cool.
Yeah, and don't think for a second that they don't appreciate you being there.
Yeah, I'm sure that they do.
It's like a little family in our gym. That's Flex Gym here in Colorado Springs. I'll give them a shout out. They're this cool little gym located on Academy, and they just have this really cool atmosphere.
Everybody's
really nice.
Yeah.
It's a local, you know, community-based gym. It's not a box gym. And everybody's there for a reason. Everybody has a training program. There's nobody just floating around frantically like, what do I do? Where do I go? Give me that machine. Give me that. You know, it's just,
it's really
this
cool.
Chill atmosphere.
Everybody works so hard. It's really cool.
And the humility that I learned in the gym is, it's still with me because I thought I would be able to bench press 225 pounds years ago. And it's been 5 years and I finally hit that. And it's just, it translates into my personal life. Because you learn that you need to fail and you need to try things and you need to switch things up and you need to be patient, but you still need to work at things. And if you do put in the work, you'll get there.
You will.
Right?
If you keep focusing on it, absolutely.
Now, you said you're the only girl in the gym that we work out at. Now, let's take that to the powerlifting competitions. I mean, this is generally a man's sport. Now it's growing in popularity. There's tons of women now competing, but what does it feel like to be pretty much a woman in a man's sport?
Honestly, it feels great. I mean, I don't think it feels, it's not intimidating. I will say that I'm not intimidated, by being a woman in a quote unquote man's sport.
And I say that because that's kind of the stigma that it has,
yeah.
But it's really not. Now that we're in it,
no.
I realize that it's like a 50-50 split. I mean,
there are a lot of women. It's a growing trend among the female population. The only time I do feel intimidated at the competitions is when I'm in the same class as like a 16-year-old girl, and she, you know, and she's just killing it. but again, you know, that's where that humility comes in. You're on your own journey and your own path, and she's on her own, and she's doing awesome, and you're doing awesome, and you're both powerlifting. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we can't beat ourselves up that too much about the 16-year-old girl. I was seeing on YouTube, there's this 12-year-old. I mean, she's older than that now, but at 12 years old, she was bench pressing 230 or 240 pounds, and they called her the Barbie doll or something.
Wow.
But, you know, her family was into powerlifting, and that's how she got into it. But, yeah, talk about intimidating. When you're going to bench press 185 pounds for your opener at a powerlifting competition as a man, and you just watched a YouTube video about this little 12-year-old girl. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
about that. Now, what would you say to maybe your previous self or someone who is struggling to find some motivation?
That's a great question. For me personally, I needed somebody to kind of help lead me and show me what to do, because that's what stops me from doing anything, is that I'm scared that I'm going to do something wrong. So if you're like me, find a trainer, find somebody that knows what they're doing that can show you the ropes, whatever it is that you want to do. If it's powerlifting, if it's running, if it's yoga, if it's anything. Find somebody to reach out to. A mentor would be nice. You know, and also just know that you're doing great. I mean, just keep putting in the work. Keep thinking about it. Keep doing what you're doing. You're going to reach your goals eventually. And if you do, you know, if you do have questions, or if you would like to reach out to us, I manage the Facebook page at Under 10 Fitness, so feel free to shoot me a message there. Or you can email Drew at drew@under10fitness.com.
Yeah, that's me.
And he can shoot that off to me. I don't have an email account yet with UTF, but you can reach out to us on Facebook if you have any burning questions, if you want to know how to motivate yourself, if you want to know how much chicken you should eat, you know? Reach out to us. I would love to hear from you, and I would love to help you on your journey.
Yeah. And there's a members area at Under 10 Fitness as well, if you want to check that out. It's free for the first 2 weeks to give it a try, and if you hate it, you can just cancel it. But then after that, it's only $9.99 a month, sticking with the Under 10 theme.
Absolutely.
Right. And there's a couple members there, and it's a great little community that we got going on. It's circuit workouts, it's yoga, it's strength, it's diet tips, it's everything that you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You make suggestions and ask for stuff. We put together the videos and the content, and it's all there for you at your fingertips. Otherwise, just go to the website under10fitness.com. There's tons of free content there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Get some suggestions. Get some questions.
Perfect. Well, Brittany, again, thank you so much for joining me on this week of the podcast. Again, if you missed anything, there's segments back before this one that you can listen to find out more about Brittany and the specific training and diet that she does. And then, as always, if you want to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, we're on all of the social media platforms. The at handle there is under10, T-E-N, all spelled out. Fitness, and we look forward to hearing from you, and we'll talk soon.
All right.
As always, remember,
stay motivated.